We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The HPV vaccine, or human papillomavirus vaccine, protects against 9 strains of the human papillomavirus that are the most common causes of cervical cancer, anal cancer, and oral cancer that we see in women and men in the United States. We know that this is a very, very effective vaccine, and we know that it is very safe. There have been millions of doses of, or 100 million doses distributed in the United States so far, and we've seen a good safety profile. There really haven't been any reports that have been validated that are related to very serious adverse events. And that we know that it can protect about 90% of the cancers that are caused by HPV. So this is a very, very safe and very, very effective vaccine.
All right, so you're saying that it's safe, and I'm not disputing that, but one of the reasons that protesters are protesting is because, at least what I've seen, they don't feel that it is as safe, or they don't believe that enough research has been done on the vaccine. Is there anything you can say to kind of calm those concerns, or even though you said it's safe, have there been studies to show that there are some side effects of it?
Yes, there have been numerous studies looking at the safety and side effect profile of the HPV vaccine. The vaccine has been available in the United States since 2006. And before that availability, there were some very large, complicated study trials looking at the safety effectiveness of HPV vaccine conducted across the world. And then after the vaccine has been licensed, there have been numerous post-marketing surveillance studies that have followed people who have received the vaccine, looking for adverse outcomes and looking for continued protectiveness against the cancers that are caused by HPV. And it has been, we really haven't seen any adverse outcomes that are specifically associated with HPV that are higher in people that get the HPV vaccine compared to people who don't get the HPV vaccine. You know, I feel so confident with the vaccine that I immunized both of my sons. I think it's very, very safe and very, very effective. I mean, I don't understand why people wouldn't want to protect their children against a cause of cancer that kills people. We know that cervical cancer is it will kill women, and we're seeing a lot of oral cancer, so cancer of the throat, especially in men. We see much more oral cancer in men compared to women, and most of the oral cancer, about two-thirds of the cases of oral cancer in the United States, are related to HPV rather than tobacco. So HPV is the number one cause of throat cancer in the United States among men.
Now, health effects, benefits, or whatever anyone says to detract from the health benefits aside, do you understand the concern of parents who don't feel this vaccine should be pushed on their children or them without their consent?
It is not being pushed upon them or their children without the consent. What the current law is for a non-medical exemption for vaccine for school entry is that individuals can choose whether or not to fully immunize their children against the recommended vaccines or the vaccines that are required by New York State schools for entry. And if they choose, and they can choose not to immunize their children, however, those children would not be able to enter the school system. They would have to be homeschooled. And however, parents do have 100% right now to make that decision or whether or not to get their children immunized.
So what I'm kind of hearing from you is that it's almost a lot to do about nothing, really. Like, there's been a big, like, obviously the protests yesterday. You think everything has kind of been overblown, especially considering any potential legislation hasn't even left the health committee in the state.
Well, I can understand that parents are very concerned. This is something new, and oftentimes people push back against new concepts. However, there is and I can understand their concerns are very scary. What they're afraid of, and I know that there is also great information out there that have been conducted by scientists that that show that the vaccine is very, very safe. So I would recommend that those parents that have concerns about the safety and the effectiveness of HPV vaccine should talk to their healthcare, their child's healthcare provider, their pediatrician, to get some good factual information and to talk about their concerns. And they can also go to some good evidence-based websites that have factual scientific information about the vaccines, about HPV vaccine and any vaccine. Where I recommend that people go to for a good factual information is the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's website. They have a whole section on vaccines, including the HPV vaccine, where you can see the science. You can see the studies that have been done looking at safety, and you can see what the scientists have recommended based on the evidence, the scientific evidence that has been published. Also, another good place to help parents understand about the safety and effectiveness of our vaccines is the American Academy of Pediatrics website for parent information called healthychildren.org. So that's another good source. I mean, I appreciate their concerns. What they vocalize are very kind of scary concerns. And I think that there is some great information that we can, that their pediatrician can share with them, or they can get from the CDC or the American Academy of Pediatrics website to reassure them that those concerns are general, that are not something that they have to worry about with their children receiving those vaccines.
All right. I think I have everything that I need. Is there anything else that you'd like to add or think that our audience should know?
Yes. Well, I just want to let people know that both the flu vaccine and the HPV vaccine are very effective. Those vaccines save lives, and they are very, very safe. And I think, and I would hope that any parent would want to do whatever they could to keep their children safe and healthy and alive. And I think the flu vaccine and the HPV vaccine are really some tools that we have to achieve those goals.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.